You're listening to the Two Dead Chicks podcast. I'm Melissa.
I'm Kia.
And today we are here to talk about Season 7, Episode 3, The Cell. Last time we had The Well, now we have The Cell. They're a poet and they didn't know it.
Next episode, I fell. Then, oh well. No. No, there's already a well.
Oh well. Oh my goodness, guys. Before we dive into this interesting episode, just a reminder, you can follow us on all the socials on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat, Two Dead Chicks. You can also email us any of your questions or commentary, twodeadchicks@gmail.com. And you can find us online, twodeadchicks.com. And you can find our podcast pretty much anywhere you can find your podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iTunes. And while you're there, leave us a rating. Let us know what you think. That helps us to connect with other Walking Dead fans like yourself. And basically extends our big extended family of Walking Dead fans. Much like what these folks did. We got a couple new reviews. Let's share them with everybody.
Let's do it. New reviews.
We love these. Yeah. So keep them coming. Lacey Jazz Mom says, these two ladies really love and understand the show. A real pleasure to listen to. No negativity, but they're not afraid to criticize when warranted. That is accurate. We are not afraid to criticize. No. And we're probably going to do a little of that in this episode.
Thank you.
Just a heads up. Thank you so much, Lacey Jazz Mom. We appreciate that. And Sync99 says, friendly, fun, easy to listen to show, quality content, my favorite Walking Dead podcast. Oh, thanks.
High praise.
That is high praise. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, while you're on iTunes, make sure to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Let us know what you think. And as always, now that we are in real time, guys, remember we are taking feedback on each episode on Sunday nights. So you can live tweet with us on Sunday nights and then send us an email, direct message, Facebook message, carrier pigeon, whatever you want to do, and let us know what you think about each episode. And we'll share your feedback at the end of our podcast. So, yeah. Thoughts on Season 7, Episode 3, The Cell?
Well, I think I was pretty accurate last week when I was like, I'm not looking forward to this. And I wasn't. And I didn't like it. I don't care about Dwight or his sundressed ex-wife or Daryl. Kind of like Gordon, he died, so
we're diving into that negativity that Lacey Jazz Mom was talking about right there. Here it is. We are here to provide for you today.
Yeah, I mean, I like Dwight as a not Dwight. Oh my God, I don't like Dwight. I like Daryl.
Right,
I like Daryl, but not. I don't like Daryl enough for a whole episode to be surrounded.
It was an interesting episode. It was interesting. I didn't completely hate it. There are definitely parts I was like, okay, the Negan thing is becoming a little much with the repetitiveness. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I liked getting to see a little bit more of Dwight's character, and I liked getting to see Austin Emilio actually get a chance to do something. Because before it was, hi, I should kill you. I mean, you know, yeah, whatever. So I enjoyed getting to see a little bit about him and learning his story. The Daryl thing was, it made me uncomfortable in the beginning. I was like, I feel super uncomfortable right now. All this stuff, he's naked. What's happening? What are we doing? Dog food. Yeah. I feel super uncomfortable. But then it just gets to a point where I'm like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Let's move along.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. Like, I don't, bye.
And I don't know what I want him to do though. Like, I'm like, part of me thinks, dude, just tell him what he wants to hear because you can play him. Just play him.
Yeah.
Why not play him? Like, I get not wanting to, I understand not wanting to kneel. And I don't think he's going to, like, for anyone. I don't think that's who he is. But why can't we play the game here? You know, like, play him.
Look, this is the same guy who was like, yo, we'll kill all the saviors for a cow. So his strategy is not on the strong point.
Yeah. No, you're right. But that's what if I was Daryl, that's what I would be doing. I'd be like, whatever I got to tell you, dude, I will tell you my name is Fluffy the dog if it'll make you stop this damn nonsense of a song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Whatever we need to do. And I love Dwight's faces. Like at the end, he's like, dude, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Like, I'm trying to help you, you sorry person. What is wrong with you?
See, that was the part I kind of liked. So, yeah, we definitely have mixed to negative feelings about this.
Yes, for sure.
So.
Oh, and I did. I love that last whole scene. I totally loved it. But again, I'm just like, dude, just tell him what he wants to hear, and let's play this game. Let's start planning our revenge.
So, I guess that's
where we are.
It's the end of the podcast. Come back next week.
Sorry, guys.
When we see something we really want to see,
Michonne, and she's sniper rifling. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
We can't talk about that yet.
That's what I'm saying. We're already so excited for next week.
I was my first thing, guys, when I was talking to Kia today, I was like, do you think Spencer bites it in this episode? I'm like, can we get rid of Spencer? Where is that petition that I can put my name on? I'm ready.
We haven't even seen Spencer in like four episodes.
Exactly.
You're like,
so basically, he's already gone. So, bye, Spencer.
Okay. So we're ready for the recap.
We're ready.
All right. So this episode opens on like a montage on a day in the life of Dwight. And it's set to the Jam's Town Called Malice. And the song's like super upbeat, but it's like the lyrics are about how life is the worst.
Yep.
Like, well,
accurate.
Yeah. And I saw this and immediately I was like, Walking Dead recently, or maybe I've just started paying attention, it just seems like they have a lot of pop songs.
Yes.
In like opening scenes, like they had More Than a Feeling one time. Mm-hmm. They had that Johnny Cash song. I mean, it's not pop, but it's like popular recordings. And
correct,
this.
Yes.
And it makes it seem weird to me, like I'm not watching the right show when they do that. It makes it just I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, because it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does happen, it's just kind of
I feel like it has been happening
recently. Yes, recently, when you start backtracking to season 6.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I'm like, well, here we go. The feel is weird.
Oh,
so,
yeah, they buckled you into this weird, crazy roller coaster ride for this one. Like, ugh.
So Dwight's day starts it off, kicks it off, watching a little Who's the Boss on VHS. Play some table hockey with a lady, and they do like 85 shots.
Well, she does. Well, yeah. I don't know about him. He was just like, here you go, honey. I'm like, what's your goal here, sir?
Yeah. He steals some freshly baked bread. I'm like, oh, y'all got a kiln? No, that's not what it's called. What's a bread oven called?
A bread oven?
They got a bread oven.
I don't know. It made me think for some reason of the Hunger Games, you know, pita and the bread. Yeah. I was like, what are we doing? We're drinking tequila shots and we're, I don't know.
Yeah. He makes himself a nice looking egg sandwich.
It looked amazing.
Tasty.
Yeah.
They have chickens. He gets the eggs from the chickens and he picks some tomatoes and lettuce from their garden. And I'm like, even the saviors have a garden.
Uh-huh.
Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? These guys. Everyone has a garden but them.
Yep.
Oh my
god. Everybody. Even Negan has a garden, even though he says he's not growing a garden, which I guess technically he isn't.
No.
His minions are.
Yes.
His hipster minions. By the way, did you notice those tight-ass cuffs on Mr. Dwight's pants.
No, I tried not to look at Dwight, basically, this whole episode.
The cuffs. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, like, up until this part, I was like, you know what? I might be able to blend in with the Saviors. I still have a nice VHS collection, all Saved by the Bell, all Boy Meets World.
I have the Wiz.
I have the Wiz as well. So, so I got that early 90s, mid 90s TV.
Yes.
I got all those NSYNC appearances still on VHS. I'm there, like, there we go. I'm just going to be chilling in a corner.
Over here watching my stuff. Yep.
So I'm good.
And eating really good looking sandwiches. He stole some pickles and some mustard off of somebody in Bunk 39. Like,
yep.
Sorry about you, Bunk 39, but I'm taking them pickles.
That kind of sounds gross. The pickles on an egg sandwich. I don't eat eggs, but that just doesn't seem.
Well, I know, like, I put it in, like, egg salad, like relish kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, amongst other things in his day, there's like a random beatdown he witnesses. And then he also has to just kneel down when Negan passes by. But, you know, all in all, it's not a terrible day.
Yeah, just a day.
Yeah. He takes his egg sandwich outside and he watches as some hostages get some like walker training exercises. And I don't know what's happening.
Not really sure what's going on there either.
Okay. Well, if you guys know,
let us know.
Yeah.
twodeadchicks@gmail.com.
Cause we're like, I guess.
cool.
And he's looking at this and he looks confused as he watches this walker that's impaled on a pole. It's like rising up and then sinking down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also confused. I don't understand.
I feel like that's just his face, though. You know, like that confused look. I feel like he has that a lot.
That's true.
So I'm not sure if he was really confused or if he was just like watching it and simultaneously looking confused because that's his face.
But why was he watching it? What captured his attention?
Well, I mean, it was kind of weird how he just kept like, and he's raising up and down on this pole.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And I didn't know what was making it do it.
I don't know. Because you would think once it got to the bottom, I mean, I don't know. Again, this weird walker logic, I can never tell. You know, it seems like, in my mind, it would just sink to the bottom and, oh, there it is on the ground. But no, it somehow manages to find its faculties and stand upright.
Yeah.
So, sure. Yeah. Drinking that Kool-Aid.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching.
Nope.
So Dwight goes back in. He makes another sandwich. This one's not a special.
Nope.
Made dog food. And
dog food, Sammy.
He takes it to a naked Daryl in a cell. And
I was.
That's it.
My reaction to that. I was like, oh, what is happening? He's naked.
Yeah.
And like, what?
Why? What are we doing? Why was he naked?
Yes, exactly. Because the ladies that watch this show have been wanting that. And I'm like, I don't think that's what they meant, though. I kind of think they were probably thinking more along the lines of a shower scene. I don't know.
Know we're not going to get a shower scene from Daryl.
Nope. But I mean, that would be a good way to torture him. I do that with my dog. I mean, like, if you know, like, he knows if like he goes and he gets disgusting, well, sorry, you're threatened with a bath, sir.
Well, no one's ever threatened Daryl with that good time. So that's it. That's the whole opening scene, and it's strange, and I feel like this whole thing just took me out of the episode. I was like, okay, I don't.
It was interesting.
So back from the commercial, and we see Daryl is still in his cell as another upbeat song starts. It's talking about being on Easy Street. Whew. And when I first saw this, it just sounded like music to accompany the scene.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. I didn't know that he was hearing it.
Yeah.
But no, he was.
We found out around like the third time.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, this is all just a part to assist in his mental breakdown, because that seems to be Negan's true weapon of choice. That's what he just likes breaking people's minds.
Like, yep.
I guess.
But he is clearly not met Daryl yet.
No. Because if Merle couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of thought about that during the episode. I was like, you know, I'd really like to see Merle Dixon and Negan together, like having a showdown. Because yeah. I feel like if anybody could, like, put the kibosh on this guy, it might be Merle Dixon. I can't believe I'm saying that, but
yeah,
he is crazy.
Exactly.
He is a whole other level of crazy that I think he'd get it. Like, he'd be like, nah, dude, you ain't gonna break me. I will break you.
He'd either do that or join.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it would be way more fun just to see that battle.
So fun. Alas, we will not.
Well, I think the world's better for.
Probably.
So Dwight comes back in with another sandwich and Daryl just takes it wordlessly. And we get a few more of these, like, music, sandwich, take the sandwich.
Still stuff. Naked.
Yeah. Before it's very weird because it's like at one point he's just standing up
with and so you mean, you know, it's like everything's just, you know, like hanging out hanging there, whatever. It's like, okay,
yeah, I'm trying not to go down some path, but yeah, finally Dwight throws him some pants and a sweatshirt with an A spray painted on it. And I'm like, what is that? There's that A again, like Terminus. That's yes. They were in the train car, A. Now you're, what is A? A team. Like, bets, top meat, top shelf.
Baby. that jumpsuit was, whew, something else.
I mean, it's probably, okay, never mind. I just want to go on this whole, like, Daryl negativity. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Bring it back.
Bring it back in.
So Dwight takes Daryl to the doctor where they bump into that woman that Dwight was with last season that helped Jack, Daryl's bike, and Bo. Mm-hmm. Did we find out who she was last season, or was she just some woman?
I don't think we found out who she was.
Okay. Yeah. No. I didn't think so either. So, yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, here she goes. And she's wearing just like cute little sundress and her hair's lightened. And I'm like, is there a salon here? Like,
oh, that's a whole other thing right there. But yeah, like brows on fleek. No like leg hair to speak of. Y'all, at this point in the zombie apocalypse, I probably could braid my leg hair. I mean, what? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, okay. there's something else going on here, because like her hair was like a nice sun-kissed honey brown. It was
very like Jennifer Aniston. Like, yeah. Yeah, like a blonde kind of color. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was straight up brunette last time.
Yep.
I was like, okay, well, someone's reaping some benefits. And so she and Dwight circle each other awkwardly, and Dwight notices that she's in there and there's a pregnancy test. And she's like, oh, you know, it's negative. And all he says is, well, maybe next time. And then she looks at Daryl and she remembers him. And Dwight tells her not to talk to him, but she just ignores him. And she goes to Daryl and's like, just do whatever they want. And leaves. And I'm like, why would he be listening to you? You Seriously. Helped him steal his stuff.
Yep.
Like, go. Who? I don't like her.
Yeah, this is interesting.
So the doctor takes a look at Daryl's wound and says, it'll get better if he lets it. And the doc's like, Negan will take care of you. Trust me.
Will he?
It's like that. It's like the least reassuring doctor's visit ever.
Like, take care of us how? I mean, I guess we can get our highlights. find a razor for the hairy legs.
Yeah.
Get a brow wax.
Yeah. Get you some 2 for $30 sundresses. Like,
yes. Can I have some flip flops? I'm gonna need a new purse, Negan.
So yeah, I mean, that was weird. What did you have any thoughts about that?
It was weird. Also, I don't see the chemistry with her and Dwight. I don't feel a chemistry there. I'm like, I don't.
They're supposed to be downplaying it because they're not.
Oh, I guess, but. Yes, but at the same time, we should still be able to feel like a thing with them. I don't feel it.
Well.
But then again, I'm just being honest. If I'm here with Dwight, then I'm just like, okay, Negan wants to marry me. Okay, I'm good. Sounds great. Peace. Deuces, Dwight.
That's rude.
I know it is. It's awful. But have you seen Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
I mean, I'm just saying, you're the one that married him.
Figuratively speaking, I am definitely not marrying Dwight, but I would marry Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I mean Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Whoa. Really? I just mean Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Whoa. That face.
Whoa.
There are moments where I'm like, okay, that face, I could be a savior. I could be a savior, right? No, maybe not.
Yeah, you're doing a lot. Dude, just like murder two of your boys, and you're like,
I know. But why'd they have to make him hot?
Why not?
Because
hot people can be evil.
I know, but it makes it so hard to not like him when he gives that smile.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, but it does.
For you.
Because I'm still back in Denis Duquette days. I see that smile, and I'm just like, look at that. He can't be a bad person. Look at the smile like that.
You're getting your wires all crossed. We are in a zombie apocalypse, and this dude's a murderer. Get it together.
Come on. He's got such pretty teeth.
I didn't say anything about him not having pretty teeth.
He's got such pretty teeth.
I just said he's a murderer.
And his eye does that fun, that little crinkly thing.
Okay, so
smiles.
The next scene. Dwight and Daryl are walking through the halls when Negan rounds the corner and Dwight takes a knee, drags Daryl down with him. And after Negan speaks with Dwight privately, Dwight takes Daryl out to the training ground to watch, I don't know, to watch these recruits.
Do what they're doing.
Yeah. Some obstacle course or something. So... Dwight shoots Daryl's crossbow and taunts him a little bit. He's like, I'm getting really good at this. And then when Daryl doesn't react, he grabs Daryl and slams him into the fence, telling him that he can either be like those guys fighting the walkers, or he can be like him, or he can be like the walkers.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope. Do we think they're prepping the those people to do like a WWE thing like the governor did? That was all I could think of. Like, what is happening out here?
I really don't get anything. I don't understand anything. In the next scene, Dwight throws Daryl back in his cell and he's like, you know, just make it easy on yourself and do what he wants. And Daryl's like, I ain't never gonna kneel. And Dwight's like, I said the same thing. And Daryl's like, I know.
You're so, and you a wuss.
Yeah.
That was what that meant. Mm-hmm.
So Dwight's like, you think you do, but you don't. I'm like, is this the real world? Like, you think you know, but you have no idea. Welcome to the real world. The sanctuary.
That's it. Oh my God.
So then Easy Street starts back up.
Yes.
Daryl literally is like clawing and kicking, trying to get out of this room.
I cannot blame him. That's a pretty shitty song.
Do you have anything else?
What song would it take to break you?
I mean, might have to come back to that. I have no idea.
Think on that. We'll talk about it at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you would say.
In the next scene, Negan is like cracking up. He's like, Daryl is going to ape shit. And he tells Dwight that it's slow, but it's working. So this is Dwight's mastermind?
Yep.
Like, what did Dwight do? I'm curious about what mindset you have to have to be like, I know what would best break a man mentally.
Well,
Okay, so let's see. We find out later how Dwight came to be under Negan's control. But yes. I mean, I feel like you still have something to draw on. Like, why would you just think of this?
I don't know. Well, and he's not even really doing a bang up job either. You know, it's not like I feel like Negan in the episode before, you know, in the beginning, he totally broke Rick and you saw it and it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But this is like, you're just getting on my damn nerves. What is this easy street? Like, you posted retweeted a meme last night about it. I thought it was so funny, about having, like, Daryl should just be dancing the next time he comes in. That would have been hilarious. Like, come on, we needed that.
We need something, because I'm just like, I guess that was my whole thing this episode. Like, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't see a huge masterminding kind of situation happening, but I don't know. I think Dwight wants to be Daryl. I will say that.
Oh, definitely.
Like, he wants to be able to say he's as strong as Daryl is.
Yeah.
Strong, the right word. We'll go with it. Stoic, maybe.
He has that fortitude that Daryl does.
Yeah.
So yeah, Dwight's doing a good job or something. I don't know. Negan wants to reward Dwight's hustle by giving him a night with, you know who, the blast for the past.
Sundress.
Yeah. Which we don't know at this point. Did you guess?
Yes, but that's because I read the comics, so I kind of saw this all coming.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know who he was talking about. But Dwight just stares at him, and Negan kind of chuckles. He's like, oh, you know, just kidding. But you can have anyone else you want as long as she says yes, which is gross.
It's so gross. I'm like, ooh. Like, well, I mean, I guess at least you did say that much. You're not perpetuating rape culture, but you kind of are.
Kind of are, because who would say no? You're forcing these women there against their will.
Right, exactly.
And you go up to them like, Negan told me I could pick you.
Well, and is he going to have Lucille as an escort? Like, I mean, is this part of the deal? Like, I mean, that might change your answer.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, coercion doesn't equal consent, like, no matter
exactly
where you are. So
nope,
sorry about it, Negan.
But I appreciated that Dwight was like, no, and seems like he was equally disgusted.
Okay.
As we were.
Yeah. So yeah, Negan's like, well, why would you say no? Then he's like, wait, is everything working down there? And he's like, your penis. it's like you know, ever since Eugene took a bite out of crime,
it's just, oh, like, God, I love that so much.
Wants to know if it's still working. Eugene. He's concerned. And Dwight is like expressionless. He's like, yeah, everything works. But he says he just wants to pass on it because he hasn't earned it yet, because the job's not done.
Which, I mean, immediately it's like, oh, that's bullshit. I mean, he's completely bullshitting the bullshitter.
Yeah.
And I think Negan kind of saw that too.
Yeah, I think you would have to.
Yeah. I appreciate that about him. I appreciate that not about Negan, about Dwight, that maybe there is some good in there somewhere underneath all that grease and dirt.
I think there's I think there's good in most people. It's just how much do I care? So yeah, Negan doesn't really get this answer. He's like, you earn what you take. That's weird. Isn't it you take what you earn?
Well, yes, but not in Negan's land. He only earns by taking. That's all he does.
Yeah. And that calls back to when we first met them and he thought Dwight, and not Dwight, he thought Daryl was like a savior. Mm-hmm. You remember he yelled, or one of them yelled, like, we earned what we took. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, okay. So this is the philosophy
this
here.
Is it. This is how it goes.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense, but okay. At least we have this, like, okay, well, this is where you guys are coming from.
This is our mission statement. We take all the shit.
Yeah. Because we earned it.
Because we're Negan. All of us.
So they are interrupted by someone on the walkie who tell them they have an orange situation. And when Dwight wants to take care of it, Negan's like, why? That's grunt work. And Dwight tells him that, you know, I know, but I'd just like to. And Negan seems appeased by this. And he puts his forehead to Dwight's. And he tells him, good work. And that's that. What did you think of this scene?
I think that Negan, oh, for as pretty as he is, he annoys the shit out of me. Like, I can't stand that condescending behavior. Like, how he pulled him to him and you know, put his forehead up against his. And mm-hmm. Like, that fake camaraderie thing. Oh, it just irks me.
Negan is like, Negan, to me, the more Negan talked, I'm like, this guy's a loser. He just keeps talking about, I was like, yeah, we're cool. You were going to be so awesome. Like, he just uses words that are just like, that's so rad. And I'm like, all right, guy. Because he talks a lot about how he and Dwight are cool.
Yes, he does.
Do you think he thinks that they're actually cool?
In his warped mind, yes, but cool in the sense of he thinks he's controlled. Mm-hmm. That's what I think he views it as.
Okay.
I don't think he means that, oh, we're buddies. No, he thinks that, you know, he's like, oh, well, I've got him under control.
Okay.
And he does.
I was wondering that whole forehead to forehead thing. Like, I wonder if he really thinks, like,
I don't think so. I feel like that's a power play kind of deal. That fake, you know, brotherly love bullshit. Like, you ain't fooling nobody. You don't have any friends, Negan. You ain't got no friends.
He doesn't need friends. He has Lucille.
This is true. And she is awesome. Oh my God. I'm so sick of hearing about Lucille.
Awesome. Again, he keeps talking like that, like, sir. So then does Dwight still have Daryl's bike?
Yes. Well, yes, I think so.
Okay. Because they shot that guy right off of Daryl's bike.
Mm-hmm.
So did he just get it back?
I guess so. No, that was his. That was definitely his
bike. But then Daryl, I just don't know what Daryl's bike looks like. It probably is.
I think it is, I mean, I'm with you. I couldn't tell you the make and model and all that junk. I just like, I just assume, I'm like, oh, that's his bike.
Okay. So Dwight takes Daryl's bike to check out the orange situation, but he's slowed down when he like reaches this overpass and there are a lot of walkers on the ground and they're immobile, but they're still alive. And so Dwight slowly like walks the bike through and he's trying to figure out what happened when suddenly one falls from the sky, basically.
Or the bridge.
Yeah. Above. It's just, it almost crushes him. And he dives out of the way and into the grasp of another walker. And then they struggle a little bit. And I don't know what the point of that was, just other than just to,
I guess, us to be like, oh my God, he's going to die. Do we care if he dies? maybe a little. I don't know. No, kill him. Oh well, it's too late. You're alive.
Yeah. Like, okay. Well, you're just putting guy in a lot of danger that I don't care about. So meanwhile, back at the sanctuary, another guy has brought Daryl his dog food sandwich. And I don't, these dog food sandwiches, I'm like, do you know who you're feeding this to?
Like, this man eats squirrels. This is a step raw. Up. Yes, this is an upgrade. I am super confused. Like, they really don't know.
No.
He's like over here like, yes, this is the best I've eaten because Alexandria don't got no garden. So I don't have to eat squirrel. Hey, at least it's, yeah, it's good stuff. This is like gourmet shit.
Yeah. Like Alpo is like top notch.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know with Negan. Who knows? It could be like some sort of organic shit. You never know. Just never know.
So, yeah, he gets his dog food sandwich, and the guy, quote unquote, forgets to lock the door behind him.
I was just like, I'm going to need you to not be stupid right now, because you know that's a trap.
Why not? Why not try to escape?
Because it's a trap. That's why.
I don't know.
These guys are crazy. You mean to tell me, I was sitting there like, no, this is not good for you. Don't do it. Don't. There you go. You done it now.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to try to scramble for your freedom. Why he didn't think it was a trap is like, that was the thing that was weird. It's like he earnestly tried to escape.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little more effort into that. Yeah, like, into that planning again. I mean, sure, if it's a trap, you try to get out of it or try to figure out what the trap is per se, so that you can get out of it.
Right.
There was no thought process, and I feel like we've had a few of those moments.
Yeah.
Recently, a lot of that no thinking thing, you know, where we just like, let's just do it all in.
This is what Daryl does. I don't know why we would think it would be any different. So yeah, he bolts out of this cell, and Sundress catches him, and she's just wandering around. I'm like, who are you? Go away.
She's killing time before her hair appointment.
So she tells him he needs to go back because whatever Negan has done, he can always do worse. And I was watching this. I was like, I can't even look at this because Daryl is so dirty. Like, his face
he's disgusting.
Is another color.
It's orange. I'm like, are you like making a political statement right now, given what's happening in the world? Like,
yeah.
is this your Donald Trump impression?
No, he's dirty.
It's just like he dipped his face in SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
And it was dry.
Nasty. It was so nasty. And he was also sweating. And I'm like, this is making me want to throw up. Like, I'm watching it through the TV. Gross. And I'm like, how can you stand to be by him? Why aren't you vomiting?
Yep.
So he ignores her and he continues to this door where he sees a bunch of bikes outside and he makes a run for it. And of course he gets caught.
Imagine that.
By the saviors, and Negan just saunters up.
Whistling. Ugh.
And he's like, are we pissing our pants yet? And I'm like, sir.
Didn't we establish that we weren't? I mean, a few times. I feel like we've talked about this.
Yeah. That's one thing for us to have no idea who you are. And you come out of the RV and just have this dramatic lighting at night. And we don't know what's going on.
That's right.
But you can't pull this line twice, especially in the middle of the day.
Middle of the day with one person.
Yeah.
Who else are you talking to besides Daryl? Like, I mean, I feel like these guys around you kind of know you by now. Like, oh, no, we're good.
Yeah.
Thanks. I put my Depends on today. Like, what the?
Like, no. What Daryl's like, you already said that.
Yep.
So, yeah, inside the circle, Negan starts just slinging his bat around, pointing to individuals. He's like, who are you? And everyone's like, Negan. And then they all say it in unison, like, we're Negan. And okay. So then Negan tells Daryl like that he is everywhere, and this was a test to see if Daryl was starting to figure that out, and he failed. So then Negan offers Daryl three options. It's like, you work for me as a walker, you work for points while wishing you were dead, or you can go full henchman and get some brand new kicks and live like a king.
Oh, all these options. Yeah. They sound so appealing. I'm just like, oh. There is no door number four. This is the only way. And I'm like, you said that too. Like, what? Like, because back then, the only way was to give us half your shit. So clearly, that's not the only way. Because you just gave us three other options, sir. Math is hard.
It is. So is, you need to write your script.
It's like, good thing you pretty.
For each encounter. Like, okay, what is this?
Wait, is this the only way? Do we have three options? Was that four? Oh, wait.
Oh, shoot.
Right, for real, though. I just wanted somebody to be like, good thing you pretty. Like, I just can't. I can't handle you.
So, yeah, Daryl doesn't respond because he probably is like, well, I probably got like 6-7 more options coming if I wait a couple days. And so Negan's like, screw it. And then he lunges at Daryl with Lucille, and Daryl doesn't flinch at all.
Not even.
And Negan's impressed. He's like, you don't scare easy. I like it. He's like, but, you know, Lucille, she, you know how she likes stuff. He's like, but you're lucky that she's not thirsty today. He's like, but I am. So I'm going to go get me a drink.
Do you think he's going to get some bourbon and maybe put on some Sinatra?
My gosh. Please don't bring that up. But that, when he said, I'm going to go get me a drink, I died.
I know.
That was so funny.
I loved it. Like, I loved it.
No. I'm trying to think. I don't think Negan is like as class. He's not a throwback.
No. I don't know what kind of. He's definitely not listening to Sinatra.
No.
There's the class level's a little different there. I'm just like, no.
No, not at all. He's a little vulgar.
Yeah. Maybe some death metal.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, like this.
No, I don't know, though. Would it be death metal or would it be something like Florida Georgia Line? Which, by the way, that's my music. Like, if I had to listen to that over and over again, I would crack. So if somebody's trying to make me crack, that's it. Florida Georgia Line or like Jason Aldean, bro country, will do it. So
okay,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. So yeah, he walks away and leaves Daryl in the circle, and Daryl is still ready. He throws the first punch. Yeah, but of course he gets overtaken because there's like 85 guys.
Yep.
There. Do you have any thoughts on that scene? Any other thoughts?
I want to know what he's drinking. Like, what is he drinking?
I'm going to go get me a drink.
No, what is that? Like, I don't know. Maybe he celebrates Fireball Friday. I don't know. I could see him celebrating Fireball Friday.
I mean, he has a lot of veggies. Maybe he's like making a smoothie. Like, you gotta keep up his fitness.
That's right. Working on my fitness.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of. I don't know.
It's probably. I just
like iced tea.
But not. He has to have like alcohol. Like, I feel like there has to be alcohol involved. Like, maybe a Long Island iced tea.
I mean, maybe he surprised
a dirty
you
martini.
Like that. He's gonna surprise you like that. You would think he's drinking, but he's like, I like to keep my temple clean.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, though. I feel like maybe like a dirty martini or like something super frou-frou-y, like Sex on the Beach.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. That's legit. So in the next scene, we are back with Dwight, and he has broken the bike, and he is like, of course you have, loser.
How did he even do that?
I think when he dodged out of the way, he dropped it.
It's like, really?
Oh my gosh, you can't do anything.
You will never be Daryl. Never.
Yeah. So he's walking it along the road, and he sees a person and a walker struggling up ahead. So he runs and tackles the person. And after they get up, Dwight draws his gun on him and tells him he has to go back because he owes. And now he owes even more since Dwight slash Daryl's bike was destroyed in the process of searching for him. And Dwight's like, was it worth it? And this guy's like, yo, I can't go back. And I don't know how you can go back either after what he did to you and your wife.
Yeah.
Dwight's like, don't talk about that. And he's like, I don't have a wife. And the guy's like, yeah, not anymore. And Dwight says, there's no other choice to do what Negan wants because everything is his or it will be. And this guy's like, why are we living like this when there's only one of him and all of us?
Thank you for stating the obvious. Person we don't know or care about. You might be the smartest person we found this whole episode.
Yeah. I mean, well, why do they?
Exactly. And that brings me to one of the things that I would like to see. I don't understand why is Negan the one doing all of this, the fear mongering, I guess, still.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't someone else in his camp do it right now and save Negan for the bigger stuff? Because I feel like what's happening is that the more that we see this, the less scary he becomes, because he just becomes a guy with a bat
and a lot of words.
A lot of words. The same words. All of the same words.
Yeah.
And shady math skills. So I don't want to lose, like, I mean, as someone who does love, you know, that character from the comic books, I'm afraid, I'm like, don't make him campy. I need him to be scary.
And he's not.
He's not super scary anymore.
No.
Now I'm just going, oh, he is so cute. He's not good at math, but he's cute. Okay. I mean,
yeah, that was such a change from the first episode. The first episode, we're like cowering and we're like Rick, like, oh my gosh. And now it's like, oh God, here comes Negan. Wonder what speech we're gonna get now. Like, oh my gosh. Like,
like how many times does he ask, are we pissing our pants yet?
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll find out. I'm sure there will be more.
It's like, sir, stop. But when Dwight answers, he's like, well, we were losers out there and now we're not.
Debatable.
I think that's a good kind of barometer to look at the kind of people that follow him. They are losers.
They are.
Who wouldn't have, I mean, they're eating egg sandwiches and watching Who's the Boss. They're like, this is basically as good as life's gonna get.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Like, pre-zombie apocalypse or not.
Yes.
They're like, why not?
And he kind of seems like he's taken in all these kind of misfit type of people that otherwise wouldn't be doing so hot.
Right. So that explains like his quote unquote inner circle, like that.
Yes.
That Dwight is a part of, I guess, and all those other henchmen. But it does seem like if there are more people like this guy, like, I guess this guy is one of the people that works for points.
Uh-huh.
So the work for points people probably hate Negan.
Oh, for sure.
So why can't they band together?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want to see more about why these people don't do that. Like, what is Negan doing to threaten them or to torture them or whatever into submission to where they literally spew this bullshit? Like what Dwight does, where he says, you know, this is the only way, you know, all that. Yeah, okay, what, we've heard that before. But why? Like, yeah. Why do you feel that way? We learn about why Dwight does what he does, but what's everybody else's motivation? Like, how I want to see him. I don't know. I want to see why is he so scary?
Right.
Because again, I am not feeling it right now. I'm not feeling the fear.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just like you got those levels of people that are being coerced. You got those levels of people that are just losers, and we're just like, well, whatever. And then it just seems like the majority of the people are people who are ripe and ready for a revolution. Uh-huh. And
why are we still here?
Right. So yeah, Dwight's like, we were losers. Now we're not. And it's like, okay, well, you kind of are. Your face is burned. So there you go. And so the man, he kneels in front of Dwight and he asks him to shoot him. Because there's nothing left for him back at the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And Dwight, like, this is some. So he's like, if you don't get up, I'm going to put every person you've ever talked to on the fence. Mm-hmm. And then I'll dig up your dead wife's body and feed her for the crows. Tweet, like, leave her for the crows to eat.
Yep.
It's like, wow. That's the kind of thing that's like, I don't know how I feel about Dwight.
Right.
Because why do you need this guy back so bad?
I don't know. Like, will he get into some kind of trouble for not returning him?
Maybe.
That's what I wondered. That was my thinking on it. Was that he would have to answer for that.
Yeah.
If he didn't bring him back. And then so, I mean, all the threats, like, to me felt very empty. And it was like he was strictly just saying it to try to scare him into coming back so he didn't have to make this more difficult. But then.
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll never know. But it's like that kind of like depravity to think of something like that to say to someone where, yeah, I'm just like, okay, well, I don't know about you. So like this whole, oh, feel sorry for Dwight. I'm like, but I don't, because he's out here threatening the lives of other people that talk to him just so he can bring them back. It's like, I'm not down with that.
I feel like he got all of his verbiage from Negan's playbook somewhere.
Probably.
Like, he probably has like a script of things. Okay, so we're going to say this.
It's like Mad Lib.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just fill in the blank. Just fill it in.
So, yeah. After the guy hears all this, he gets up real quick, like, okay, you won, but there's nothing left, and you know there's nothing left. So he starts walking ahead of Dwight, and Dwight follows slowly, but then he raises his gun and shoots him.
Yep. I thought it was a mercy kill.
Yeah.
That was too. Yep. I kind of felt like you saw a little bit play across his face where it was like, he's like, it was almost like just like a, okay, yep, this, what am I doing? Just put the guy out of his misery.
Yeah.
And there he went.
Yep. So back at the sanctuary, this is her name, Sherry. I've saw that on closed captioning.
I like Sundress. That was a good name.
I was like, because she, I'm like, you are an inanimate object that I care about as much as a sundress. So back there, Sherry stops in front of Daryl's cell. Again, she's wandered around. And she tells him that there's so much she didn't know. And she thinks about when they were out in the woods and decided to go back after they stole Daryl's stuff. And he told them that they would be sorry. And she says that now she is. And she walks away.
What do you make of all that?
I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care about Sherry. I want to know why she's wandering around the Savior compound, sneaking around Daryl's cell all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, this seems super suspicious. Mm-hmm. I want to know why she thinks that he would listen to her.
After everything. Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
it's like nobody who I don't care. what did you think?
I echo your thoughts. I will sign that one, co-sign that one for sure. Yep.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye. You gonna open his
thanks
door
for coming or? I mean, like, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
I mean, did you bring me some of your Old Navy flip-flops? Then get out.
Okay, so later, after Dwight returns, he bumps into Sherry in the stairwell smoking, and he asks for one, and they smoke in silence for a little bit before Dwight asks if he's good to her. She says yes, and she asks if he's happy, and he says yes. He tells her that he did the right thing because it's better than being dead. She agrees, and then he walks away.
That was pretty much to the point, I guess.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I just don't care about them. So, I guess I was supposed to feel some
I know. I still don't feel that chemistry there. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't feel the chemistry with them, and I didn't feel it here either. Yeah, I mean, I think I was supposed to feel sad for them, but I don't. Their relationship isn't believable to me.
Yeah,
I don't get it. There's no chemistry at all. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Or, yeah, just even thinking back about when we first met them. I thought that they were just like random people that decided to run away together. They both, sure. They all saw their chance in something. It's like, and thinking back on that now, like, oh, you guys were married.
All right. Like, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, thinking back now, like, thinking back then, looking at it now, it's like, at no point is like, would I have picked up on that?
No. Same. I mean, he looks at her kind of, I guess, wistfully, but that's as much as I'm getting from it. That's it.
Yeah. Do you think it's because they're putting up shelves? They're putting up emotional walls so that they don't have to feel that pain?
Maybe. But I'm going to need a little crack in that shell just so I can go, oh, this is supposed to be a thing. Okay. I got it. All right. Close it back up. Super glue it. It's fine. But I mean, yeah. Because I feel like there's a way to play that where you feel both. Like, oh, clearly they're putting up a divide, but their hearts are really with each other and blah, 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 blah. I mean, didn't we see that kind of shit with Shane and Lori all of seasons 1 and 2?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, we saw that happen. Yeah. And I liked, and I really did like Austin Emilio. I know we kind of differ on this a little bit, but I liked him and getting to see more of his chops. I appreciated that. But the chemistry between those two is just not there for me.
Yeah.
But if it is for you guys, we want to hear from you. Let us know what you think.
Y'all know it's not there for you either.
Commiserate with us. Join us.
All right. We're back on Easy Street.
Oh, boy.
And so Dwight opens Daryl's cell door and tosses a sandwich in there. And he tells Daryl that he got Glenn killed and that he, like himself, Dwight, got Tina killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daryl throws the sandwich back at him, and Dwight comes back and he's like, tells him he should be dead, but Negan is taking a shining to him, so consider himself lucky. And he takes something out of his pocket and tapes it to the wall in front of Daryl and leaves. And Daryl glances at it and snatches it down immediately, but then eventually he picks it back up, and we see that it's a Polaroid of Glenn's head.
Well,
like, yeah. That's dirty.
That's awful.
Yeah. So
and Dwight's like sitting outside the door.
Yeah.
Like with his head pressed up against it listening.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
He switches up the playlist a little bit. He's like, that got him. So I'm going to put on this Roy Orbison.
This mood music.
Yeah. And song about crying.
Crying.
And Daryl takes the cue and he just starts weeping. Yes, you're correct. Dwight's sitting here with his arms folded across the door like, is it working? Is it working? Is it working?
I was so confused about this, like, on so many levels. The music choice, like, was that supposed to be funny? Because I thought it was funny. Because I don't know, like, for me, like, because I mean, the song again, like, it's obviously about crying and everything. Yeah. And I'm like, are we trying to poke fun at this? Like, are we making this a joke? What is it? Because it's funny.
It's so elaborate. Like, what's his plan? It's like, I'm about to play Easy Street about 16, 17 times. Then I'm going to throw that Polaroid in there. Then I'm going to get this Roy Orbison, close the deal. Like, where are you finding this music?
Like, why couldn't we have, like, some like, more, I guess, mood music? Like, that sounds... Like, to me, like, this was just cheesy as hell. Like, I love Roy Orbison. It was just, like, the two together was just odd. Like, the fact that you're trying to make him cry. Yeah, and then I'm going to play the song about crying. Like, what? I need it to be a little more subtle. Yeah. Like some, you know, maybe, like a string section, you know, like really pulling on those heartstrings, you know? Yeah. No, that's not what happened. It was complete cheese ball. I'm like, no, no. Guys, what guys?
Like, no subtlety at all.
But I'm like, was this supposed to? Okay, hold on. Was this supposed to be? Was this just the writing, and this was what they went with, or was this like, well, Dwight's a few chocolate chips short of a cookie, if you know what I'm saying? Like he's just, this is how he thinks, and so
I'm gonna play this song about crying.
Yeah. And this is going to be it. This is going to break him. I know it.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand where this plan came from to break him down in the first place. Like, it's literally just playing the same song over and over.
And I, in the past, when Daryl cries, like, it bothers me kind of, and maybe not quite to the same degree that it does when Rick gets upset like that, but it does, because, you know, you see, like, he's such a strong guy, and to see him broken down, like, oh, it's so awful, it's awful, it's so sad, but I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. It was this, the music, and how, like, it's like his tears, like, kind of welled up over the course of until they got to the part about crying, and then it unleashes. I'm like, what are we doing? Oh, God help me. I'm a horrible person because I cried about Daryl. I laughed about Daryl crying, but.
No, you're not, because I laughed about Rick having his mental breakdown over Lori. That, like, shit's corny sometimes. Like, guys.
Oh, it was funny. I'm like, I don't know if y'all are trying to be funny or like, am I supposed to be laughing right now? I'm like, I don't know. But it was funny. Like, they could have even done, like, maybe a little Johnny Cash Hurt. Like I could feel that. Like, that's some mood music. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily like talking about straight out crying, but it's, you know, it's, that could have been good.
You're like, this song was so, like, overt to you. It basically should have been like, Daryl, cry now.
Yes.
Like, those should have been the lyrics.
Insert Daryl's tears here. Yep. It had me so tickled. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, I'm fine with that. I like that.
Whew.
I like it when you laugh at pain. It's much like, it's like me.
You're bringing me over to the dark side. I love it.
So, yeah. The next scene, Dwight comes back in and he sees... I left this. He sees Daryl, like, face down on the floor, is vomiting in the corner. He's still sobbing. Like, you see his body, like, racking with sobs. And I was like, okay.
Well, I guess. But is Roy Orbison still playing?
So Dwight's like, yes, finally. I broke him. And so he takes Daryl to this like nice studio apartment in there.
Yeah.
And Negan's in there waiting in the in the chair, just like, oh, the with Lucille. And
carries that thing everywhere.
Yeah, like you really gotta it's like get a security blanket. Like,
yeah, like I feel like it's like Linus with his blanket just dragging it around. Like, okay, I mean, it's dirty as hell. It's got blood and guts all over it, but I'm gonna carry it around
he
anyway.
He washes it lovingly.
Oh. What is happening?
So, did you see that article that I posted? This was like months ago with Jeffrey Dean. This is before the premiere. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was talking about Lucille and what he called it.
No,
he was like, "Well, Lucille's his dick."
Oh, you know, maybe I've seen it. I don't know. I saw it when you posted, but yes, I do. I did see that. Yes,
so that's why. That's why
it makes sense.
Well,
guess you gotta have it. I mean.
Checks out.
Show it off. Ooh.
So, okay. Yeah. Negan starts telling Daryl the story about how Dwight and his super hot wife and his super hot wife's sister. Is it her sister or his sister? Doesn't matter.
I think
she's
it was
dead.
Her. Yeah, she's dead. I think it was her sister, but yeah, doesn't matter.
So they worked for points, which I don't understand this system.
I don't either.
Okay.
Is that what our people are doing? Is working for points? Is that what's happening? I mean,
no, I think they're contractors.
See, like, what is all all these options? You can't keep saying all this shit about it's the only way. No, sir, it's not. There's lots of ways to get where you're going. I heard that before, too.
Yeah, I think our people are contractors. I don't know what these points are that they're working for, but maybe it's like to eat, or probably they it's probably like meal points.
It's like Shroot Bucks. It's like Negan Bucks. In Lucille We Trust.
That's exactly what they are. Oh, you God. Work in the zombie graveyard doing the gauntlet exercises, and then you get points for that, and then you trade it in to get some, I mean, like, the different levels of points are like, oh, you can get some freshly baked bread, or you get like day old bread, like, it just different levels of like how you eat, you know, you can get that cot on the floor, or I'm here for it. I get it now. But sure. All right.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's not the weirdest thing we've had to accept. So sure, we'll take it.
No. So yeah, they work for points, and because Pixie's sister was diabetic, she needed medicine, and so she fell behind on her points. And Negan offered to marry her to take care of her, because he's a stand-up guy.
I don't know why this made me laugh too.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
So this was your, this is what where you went with that? Like, well, I'm gonna just marry you. Like, is this sister wives? What is happening?
Yeah, like probably. It seems
it's
to
totally
me
sister wives.
It seems to me he's like he really has this image of, at least it seems like with the women. Because he's like, oh, make sure she says yes, even though, of course, she's going to say yes because you're threatening her life.
Yep.
There's that. And then there's, oh, I want to do this lady, but I'm going to make it seem like I'm making her an honest woman.
Right.
By marrying her.
I'm going to make it seem like I'm not a complete rapist and creep.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But...
But you are both, sir. Yes. So yeah, he's like, I'll marry you, take care of you, give you your medicine. And she told him she'd consider it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not ending well for you.
Yeah. So then Dwight stole all the medication and they ran away, and we know what happens because we saw that episode. And when Negan's men finally caught up with them, actually, no, they didn't catch up with them. Dwight came back to them. Mm-hmm. That's right. So Dwight and Sherry came back to them, and Dwight begged him not to kill Sherry. Which I don't, why was he going to kill Sherry? Just in general?
I guess.
Okay, just general. I mean,
because he does tend to like to, you know, do that, like with Lucille.
Just a general husband's plea. Yeah, don't kill
please
my
don't
wife.
Kill my wife.
Okay. So Negan's like, oh, I thought that was kind of cute. So I was just going to kill Dwight instead. But then Sherry offered to marry Negan as long as he didn't kill Dwight.
Why was that your solution? Like, were you just really like, well, he's kind of hot. He's a little bit of a freak, but he's kind of hot. So, you know, maybe this won't be so bad. Like, what are you doing?
She was volunteering as tribute.
I guess she got the good end of the stick here because she's got highlights, pretty brows, no hair on her legs, and Old Navy flip-flops and a sundress.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all turned out, you know, it's all coming up roses for Sherry.
Yeah. There is that pesky pregnancy test she
has
to keep for. Like, ooh.
I'm so confused. I'm just... Why did you suggest that?
Like, yeah. No. And he was like, yeah, that was effed up because I was getting ready to marry her super hot sister.
Sister wives.
So, yeah, he's like, cool. You're super hot. The way he keeps saying super hot, I'm just like, you're such an adolescent.
You're super weird.
Yeah. But he's like, yeah, but Dwight still had to get the iron. So... that is the story of how Dwight became one of Negan's top guys.
There it is.
Yeah. And then Negan's like, Daryl, this studio apartment could be yours for the low, low price of answering one question. And I'm like, Negan, you've never been to Alexandria. I mean, Daryl... lived on the porch, but I mean,
but he kind of had a house. I mean, he just chose to live on the porch. He didn't have to.
I know. So this deal
is nothing.
No,
you ain't got nothing. These are not the same kind of digs. Now you do have a garden here, so and dog food sandwiches, which comparatively speaking,
yeah,
could be good.
So, yeah. Negan walks up to Daryl and asks who he is. And there's this like tense silence. It's like, oh my gosh, what's he gonna say? And Daryl's like, Daryl.
And then Dwight's face, like, man, I told you, like I thought we discussed this. I thought I broke you with the crying song by Roy Orbison. Like, I mean, that broke me. Why didn't it work for you? Oh my God.
I actually loved this part.
I did too.
I was like, yes, yes, that's right, Daryl. You say that's your name. Right. Even though what you spoke to earlier at the very top, it makes total sense. But in that moment, I was like,
oh, yes. Same here. No, I was glad too. But I was also simultaneously laughing my ass off at Dwight's reaction. Like, man, like that crying song, I knew it was going to work, but it didn't. Like, and I even showed you a picture of your friends, like, bashed in face and like, why? What's wrong with you?
I gotta work on my technique. I gotta come up with something different.
I knew I should have picked the Johnny Cash song.
You should have picked one of best songs.
Oh, that would have done it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Should
have done more recon.
He should have done like a little singer-songwriter vibe. Yeah, for sure. See? Mm-hmm. Missed out, Dwight. Oh, man.
So, yeah, Dwight's like, I told you it's the only way. And Negan's like, you know what, I'm fine. You know, he made his decision. So Dwight throws him back in the cell. And then Daryl tells Dwight he understands why Dwight did what he did. He was thinking about someone else. Mm-hmm. And Daryl says that's the same reason why he can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What? I thought that was fairly self-explanatory to me.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think that mean? Because I've heard different things.
To me, it's saying he doesn't want to show a weakness. Doesn't want to show... I guess like if he shows a weakness, then that puts the people he cares about at risk. If he pretends that he doesn't give a shit and doesn't have anybody that he cares about, then there's no leverage with him.
Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
So if he shows weakness and shows that he cares about somebody else.
By showing weakness, by doing what?
Well, I mean, I guess by saying breaking Negan? Down. Yeah. Okay. By being broken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then that gives them leverage over him. And when they have leverage, then he can be hurt or put somebody that he loves in danger.
Okay. Okay.
That's how I looked at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard somebody say that Daryl. It's like Dwight, Daryl, Dale, all these D's. I was never getting these together. that Daryl doesn't have anyone, and so that's why he can just
resist. I strongly disagree with that.
Yeah, I never even thought of that, but I heard people say that.
Yeah, no, I think he does. I mean, and whether you want, I mean, I think it's everybody, honestly. I think it's, you know, it's Rick, it's Maggie, it's everybody, but he needs to give that appearance of being that lone wolf type that, you know,
I don't love nobody. I'm scared of my feelings. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was an interesting thing. I never thought.
I did really like that scene.
Yeah.
By the way.
Did you have anything else for that scene?
That's pretty much it.
So the very closing scene, Dwight goes back outside. Is this all happened? No, it didn't. I was like, did this all happen? You know, Walking Dead in time.
Yep. You were going to say, did this all happen in one day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was sort of the same thing. No, there's no way.
Yeah.
Because,
but
I was just going to say, wait a minute. It could have, because, you know, Dwight.
Like, Sundress was in the same dress all day, wasn't she?
That's a good point. Oh, Dwight. How are you going to break a man in exactly like 12 hours? Because this wasn't even like a day and night thing. It was like just a during the day. Like, okay, if I play this song 8 times. But then I play crying. I play some Roy Orbison. It's all gonna be over. Oh, I will have broken Daryl Dixon.
Like, oh my gosh, I really hope I'm misremembering her wearing the same dress.
I hope so too. I hope we are. That can't be. Just can't. It can't.
No, it can't. It can't.
I mean, and we can't go by what Dwight wears because he wears the same thing all the time.
Yeah,
like it looks the same. And always looks like he hasn't showered, and his hair is gross. Like, what are we doing?
Okay. So, we're really hoping it wasn't the same day, because if it was Walking Dead, we have a problem.
We demand a recount.
So, yeah, Dwight goes out to the gauntlet, and he sees his boy that he shot on the fence. And I'm like, You couldn't shoot him in the head.
Yo.
You had to let him turn.
I guess so. Well, he did say, you know, that was one of the options.
Yeah.
Working for him as a walker, which I'm like, oh. What? What are you doing when you're working as a walker? I don't think I understand this.
I don't understand anything, clearly.
Oh, no.
So that's it. I don't.
Indeed,
like,
it is.
I feel like that review was. I feel like the recap was so incoherent. Like, what? Because I don't.
If anybody followed that, congratulations. You get a prize. I suppose. Well, okay. We'll take a quick break and maybe, you know, I'm just so discombobulated right now. Let's all go listen to a little Roy Orbison and we'll be right back. And we are back with our death toll. I didn't die in a conventional sense. I might have died from
boredom.
Maybe that or this music or I don't know. Or confusion. Mass confusion.
You have like brain fluid leaking out of your ears because it's like, what is this?
Basically. So what about you?
I'm not here. I'm in Alexandria.
That's true. Well, I'm dead, so technically, but we get regenerated. Yeah,
I'm just like slowly backing out of this episode, like Homer Simpson into a bush. And I'm like, nope.
I'm getting my hair done. I don't know about you, but I'm up there like getting like, I need some highlights. And a brow wax, please. And can I get some flip flops?
Okay. Full service.
Yes. How about a manicure? Okay. Our superlatives. Most likely to succeed. Did you have anything?
No, you can skip me for all these.
Okay. Yeah. Most likely to succeed is... I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with Daryl. I don't know. I mean...
Fat Joey.
Any relation to Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect? Is that like her brother?
He seems to be,
yeah, living high on the hog. He's happy. Yeah. So, hey, yeah, maybe it's him. Fat Joe. Yep. Or whatever.
I don't even know. Is that his name?
I don't know. We might have just invented a whole new character. Least likely to succeed would have to go to Dwight for his awful choices in How to Break a Man. Like, so
he went to the Milton School of
breaking people
experiments.
Yes, like no, this isn't working.
Where's the singing bowl?
We definitely needed the singing bowl. That would have made this so much better. Oh my God. He could have even used like a dog bowl and like a spoon. I mean, that would have been fine. He's got the dog food. I'm sure he has a dog bowl lying around there.
Do you think they're playing? Are you think he has records? Was that what he's been playing? Records or tapes? And they're going with 80s technology.
I could see that being cassette tapes.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
MVP, I've got to give it to Daryl just because, I mean, he didn't, you know, he didn't break. He, when asked what his name was, he remembered.
say my name.
Did you have anything else for superlatives?
I think I just went with, I gave Dwight, most emo. Because he's just out here pouring his feelings into song. That's just some classic stuff. Like, you know what? I got this song called Crying.
I'm going to use it.
I am. Because this is how I channel my feelings. When I need to cry, I'm like, where's that one song called Crying? So, yeah, I'm like, you know what?
But I would have figured he might have used the Aerosmith crying song. I was crying when I met you.
You got a lot to... That's what I'm saying. These are probably records.
That has to be.
He doesn't have a lot of work to work with.
So he went with that one song.
Yeah.
That one song. So did you come up with what song would break you?
I did, unfortunately. Made me have to think on a sore subject. But Clearly it's any Taylor Swift song, but probably the most annoying one is Shake It Off.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Okay. Taylor, I don't know. I think like Taylor Swift, like, I don't know, like attacked
us.
We just got attacked, like a cyber attack by Taylor Swift.
So you say you can't trust her? Like, she's always coming trying to ruin stuff.
Oh, but my God.
I will call you out anyway. You're not going to shame me. You're not going to make me scared.
Oh, my God.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. She's terrible. Sorry if you like her. That song, I would, like, eat a gun. Like, come on. I hate it.
Yeah. For me, my specific song would have to be, baby, your song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Oh, my God. I hate that song. Like, I just want to.
Who is that?
That's Florida Georgia Line.
Oh. Well, yeah. I don't listen to
it. It's so gross. It's the grossest. Like, no. I can't. But, you know, they kind of look a little like Dwight. Like, that whole, like, greasy thing going on.
I heard someone said they look like Viggo the Carpathian from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, boy. I have a theory. I'm going to share that with you off mic, though. Anyways. So, we did have a little bit of feedback about this episode. On Twitter, Joe said, I wish I had something clever or insightful, but I've got that Easy Street song in my head. We're with you, Joe. We understand.
Joe, you're still on probation with me.
Okay. On Facebook, though, Leanne, she says, it was really nice to get to see Norman get an episode where he can show his stuff. All of his stuff.
I was gonna say, what kind of stuff you talk about, Leanne?
Yep. I think that's what she means. Or close to it. I've actually been looking forward to an episode where we get the backstory of Dwight and Sherry. I mean, they have dropped enough clues that Negan did something really horrible to him, and bam, did he ever. And I can't really discern whether Dwight is jealous of Daryl, if he wants to be Daryl, or if he worships Daryl. Maybe all of the above. But I do think the tide will change and Dwight might actually be the key to Daryl getting out of there. Also, last week, thinking about Morgan teaching the young guy his moves, making him a stick, then giving him his book, I'm not feeling great about that. Any thoughts on that? Looking forward to listening to the podcast. So,
like, not feeling great about Ben?
I think so. I guess Morgan helping him?
Well, I don't know. I think Ben's going to die.
Ben is not long for this world. So. We know how this usually ends. I think Morgan's showing a little bit of kindness. I don't really see anything bad coming out of Ben. I think he's a good kid. I just think he's going to die.
Yeah, I don't really think that necessarily has to do anything with Morgan training him.
No.
But it's just his general ineptitude.
Yep, I agree. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it, Leanne. We'll allow it.
Yeah.
And loved her feedback. Yeah. She was definitely more team Sherry than we were. Which is cool. We invite that. This episode was interesting for me.
I definitely think Dwight wants to talented Mr. Ripley, Daryl. Like,
for sure.
So I agree.
Got a little
with that.
Identity theft thing going on here. And I think he admires Daryl's strength for sure. And so that's what he wants to encompass or embody. And we're not doing so good on that. So, Wow. You guys survived this episode with us. I'm so impressed. Well, we allegedly, like, there might be one person left by the end of this. We're like, we gave up, guys.
It'll be fine. Next week. Oh my gosh. Next week's going to be so lit.
Yes, with we get a little Michonne action happening. We get to see Michonne being a sniper. I'm still rooting for Spencer to bite it. I'm just saying. And you can play whatever song you want during that. I don't care. We'll even take Florida Georgia Line or Taylor Swift if he will bite it. I'll allow it.
No.
Come on. I just need him to go. I just need him to go. Just a reminder, you know, you guys can send in your feedback every Sunday. You know, we'll be live tweeting as much as we can anyways during the show. But after that, make sure to send us your feedback. Let us know, what did you think about the episode? Good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. We want to know.
If you have any questions for us.
That's
any
right.
Any theories that you want to share?
I definitely want to hear some theories. Yeah, so let's hear all those. But yeah, send us an email, twodeadchicks@gmail.com. You can also send us messages on Facebook, Twitter, whatever your medium of choice is. Send it to us. And yeah, next week we get an hour and a half episode, which means we might actually get 55 minutes worth of material, because I don't know if y'all noticed, but last night's episode was approximately 47 minutes of commercials. So okay, anyways, it's been real, and we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.